I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. Thanks for joining us for the podcast today, brought to you by Blackfoot Communications.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Let's get right into it here, as I appreciate you joining us for all those decades. And now introducing Montana's CEO, Montana State Fund CEO and President Holly O'Dell. As we look at this, and good morning, Holly. How are you, ma'am?
Good morning. I'm well. Great to be on. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. I know Bruce Jensen's going to join us a bit later on, too, the Chief Strategy Officer. I got to say, when I look at a headline that says state's largest workers' compensation insurer announces 5% average rate reduction for policyholders, and then I go into this release, which you guys released last week, and it says for 17 consecutive years, Montana State Fund has had a reduction in rates. How does that happen?
This is the 17th consecutive year. There has not been a rate increase since 2006. And we're excited. This is the only line of insurance that you're going to see rate reductions. And State Fund is one of the only places you're going to see year after year after year. And this is because of our partnership with employers. Workers' comp is about keeping people safe so that they can go home safely to their families at the end of the night, and taking care of injuries when they happen at work, and getting people back on the job. And that partnership's working in Montana. So this rates are going down year after year when we're seeing them skyrocket across all other insurance lines.
Again, how do you do that?
So it's a combination of these two pieces, return to work and safety, along with healthy financial management of a very, very long tail insurance product. You know, the person who's been with State Fund that was injured many, many years ago that we've insured for all of these years and helped recover was injured 66 years ago. Mm-hmm. So what workers' comp is this partnership with employers and workers, where we have all kinds of partnerships and assistance and programs and advice and consulting to help keep people safe on the job. And then when they're hurt, that we're coming alongside. So rates are coming down because we're doing a better job at that. And incidents, injuries in Montana have reduced by 30% just since 2017.
Wow.
So this is working. There's more people going home safely at the end of each night. And it's because of employers leaning in on what they need to do with taking care of their employees, who are often like family to them.
Yeah.
And rates are coming down across the nation, but they're coming down faster in Montana. And we had a lot of room to grow, but employers are leaning in there.
I want to, there's a lot of things to go to here. I want to also get some of your background, a registered nurse, and also Oregon State Bar member as well. So I think that combination is pretty good for the leadership of this program here. The State Fund itself kind of goes back quite a ways too into terms of the trouble it ran into and the fixes, and then this course of action here. We'll talk about the reduction of workplace safety down the road a little bit, but I want to cue off of when you said 66 years this person, gentleman, gentlelady, was injured, and they have had a need for this service for that long a time. That, I think, I find very unique and probably pretty challenging as opposed to maybe some other insurance carriers out there.
Yeah, workers' comp is what we call a long-tail insurance. And, you know, like any insurance, the purpose is protection and assurance and reassurance that things are going to be okay, right? So with workers' comp, we call this the grand bargain. And that means that this is a 100-plus-year-old compromise between employers and their employees that socially, when we get hurt at work, regardless of the reason, that should be paid for by the employer. And we should come alongside that person until they're better and ready to get back to work. So instead of a system where people who are hurt sue their employer and we have to go to court and duke this out, we have this straightforward, no-fault system where it doesn't matter who caused the injury. We don't focus on blame. We have this clean risk transfer where the employer and ultimately their insurance carrier covers injuries and recuperation when we are hurt at work. We call that the grand bargain, and that it's important that it's no fault. The thing is, when someone gets hurt at work, that's a real human. That's a human being with a family and a community and a role at work that they're proud of and that's important to their identity. And every day in Montana, about 33 people are going to be hurt at work and need to have coverage through this system. And then that person can be needing our assistance for decades, you know, like this person who was injured 67 years ago and is still receiving benefits. So workers' comp is unique, and it's very, very important because the assurance that we bring to an employer that if somebody is hurt, we're going to partner with them around safety. Like you said, we'll chat about that. But when someone is hurt, we're going to be there for the long run. And that means that we need to be financially secure. It means that we need to have a system in balance that values employees just as much as employers and supports those people when they're hurt. It means we need to run our firm like a business, so that it can be, you know, well-funded for the long, long term without taxpayer money. And then that's how these businesses can prosper, right? That's our mission, is that we work with employers across Montana. It doesn't matter if it's high hazard. It doesn't matter if it's a small business. They can come and be assured that they can get that coverage from us at a price that's going to work for them for decades coverage of their injuries or safety needs. And so that's why I'm here. That's why I do what I do. And I think it's a good background for that. I am a registered nurse. Mm-hmm. My undergrad is in nursing and in public health, and I have served as a nurse continuously since earning that, and then shifted over to the business side. Went to law school, and I'm an attorney who represents businesses, right? So small businesses, large businesses, businesses who need straightforward conversations about risk and how to manage their risk environment and that risk transfer, and later wrapped that up at Wharton on the business side. So I've done workers' comp for a long time. And it's important to me because it matters and it's unique, right?
Yeah.
This is a complex system that's very important for both employers and employees.
What have we done better then? I mean, and I appreciate that. A number of years, in fact, 17 or some or so in Oregon, the accident insurance fund. So a long history there. What have we done better over the years, and what have we not done better?
A few things. So one thing that we've done better is we've left insurance to be insurance. Mm. So we're running State Fund more and more like a business and less like a political, you know, chit to be played. So we're removing politics from the equation. And that's what went wrong with the old fund, is that the rates were set by political influences about what we wanted to pay. instead of what we needed to charge to cover their risk. And so, of course, it ends up insufficiently funded, inadequately funded because rates were artificially low. So we're increasingly removing political influence from this conversation. State fund, the new fund, is an independent public corporation that's designed to operate without political influence. Second, we had significant legislative reforms in 2011. We looked across the nation and Montana was out of whack in a number of areas around benefits, too high. And we got that system back in balance at the right level between employers and employees. Safety, right? So we had and still continue to have a much higher incident rate than the rest of the country, but are bringing that down through the diligence and partnership of our employers and other employers across Montana.
I got the old fund. I mean, that's a pretty good overview of that. I kind of want to come on back after we take a short break here, Holly, and talk more about the old fund. And then where, as you noted, the Montana State, the new fund is currently. And then get into more of this, workplace safety. Montana has typically over the years been amongst the worst in the nation for workplace safety, but that has been improving. We talk more with Holly Odell, President and CEO of the Montana State Fund, in just a bit on Voices.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
We're with Holly Odell, President and CEO of the Montana State Fund, as we look at the old fund a little bit, where that was at. But this new state fund, really, really good turnaround over the, several years. And just a recent announcement that I had found out, too, for the 17th consecutive year, it's either steady rates or lowered rates, a 5% average reduction for policyholders. We're looking more into that with Holly. Holly, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate that. Pat, stand by. I know that she'll have a couple of questions because she sort of started this conversation a while ago when this Labor Department release came out regarding the survey of occupational injuries and illnesses in Montana. And we'll have more on that, too, I know, with Bruce Jensen a bit later on. Holly, tell us a little bit about yourself, because it seems to me that as a registered nurse and a licensed to practice law as well, that's probably a pretty good combination to step in here as president and CEO of the Montana State Fund.
I really value contribution and mission. Our mission here is safety and benefits and prosperity for all Montana employers. And my background seems to fit, You said, the background in healthcare combined with a background in law representing employers. I've been in work comp for almost 20 years and have, works on all kinds of pieces. There's a legislative side. There's the safety side. I appreciate focusing on innovations, too. During COVID, was able to lead a multi-million, 20-plus million-dollar safety grant and got it in the hands of thousands of policyholders right when COVID issued. And so felt like the right combination of skill sets to bring to Montana. Our commitment in Montana to workers' comp is significant. And here at State Fund, we're Montanans serving Montanans. A lot of times when our examiners are dealing with somebody who's been injured, it's the worst day of that person's life. Yeah. And it might be the worst day for their employer as well, because their employer treats them like family. We need that compassion combined with the business mindset combined with really an expertise in the complexities of workers' comp, because like we said, we can't just pay out the claim like home or auto. We're in it with this employer till the very end. And so seems like the right place to be and a mission-driven place to be in an excellent place to add value with the committed staff that we have at State Fund.
How do we balance the the need, as you talk about getting workers back on the job, I wouldn't say as quickly as possible, because that doesn't tell the full story of the healing process that needs to take place there. But we look at the cost of healthcare, and I know that is reflected in our high insurance rates. How do we balance that?
Right. So, you know, bringing people back to work when they can work, even a modified job, is better for employees and better for their employers. Mm. You know, when we're home focusing on our recovery, we don't have the social network that we used to have at work. We don't have that part of our identity that was working. There's this known factor that when we hit 60 days off the job, it's very much less likely that we can return there to our employer and continue that successful relationship. So this is a known recovery model. And when employers can bring their employees back, even if it's to do a modified job, maybe it's in the back office, or maybe it's, you know, not using the injured body part or taking breaks as they need, we can partner with employers. And there are innovative programs across the nation that can help bring someone back and get them back in that environment, back in their routine, back to their contribution, and can add additional equipment sometimes, or sometimes it's just some training or some ideas about how we bring people back so that we continue with our purpose here in Montana.
Is there a targeted, I suppose it's 0% accidents in the workplace? I've always heard that Montana has one of the highest rates in the country, and they rank that. But how do we compare for workplace safety?
That's right. The best accident is the one that doesn't ever happen. And right. When we see something like, you know, approximately 40 fatalities a year, clearly that's unacceptable as well. Montana has been coming down to the national median. So just a couple of years ago, we had 40% more injuries than nationwide average. Now we have a little bit around 25% more injuries than the nationwide average. But that's still more than 12,000 injuries a year. That's 33 injuries every single day. And it's still greater than average national statistics across the board for all industries. So we still have room to move in our safety culture as a state, and we know how to do that. Our employers have shown key successes when they're partnering either with us or other safety resources that they can access to strengthen their safety culture and their safety leadership. It's absolutely worth doing, especially in today's labor market, right?
Yeah. Holly Odell, let's take a break. President, CEO of the Montana State Fund, managing attorney, became vice president of strategic and legal services for Oregon State Accident Insurance Fund, sort of a sister fund of Montana, and now Montana's new president and CEO of our state fund.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Holly Odell, our special guest, president and CEO of Montana's State Fund. This is after an announcement of a reduction in rates for policyholders, but we go back to where our old state fund is and how we are now with the Montana State Fund. Over the years, getting, I guess, lowering our premiums, very important. Pat and Helena has a question, though, Holly. And Pat, thank you for calling. You're on the air now, listening to KCAP 950 AM with Holly Odell.
Okay, and Tom, thanks for covering the fact that we did have news that we were having. We are still not moving up as fast as we need to, mm-hmm. and safety for our workers. Those reports came out last fall. But is this the CEO of the state fund? Is that an appointment? We don't vote for you, do we?
So we are not with the national average yet. We're still above the national average. We are moving faster in reducing injuries in Montana than the national average. We're moving at a faster rate to get better. It might be because we had more room to move.
And yeah, you talked about that. You talked about that. Yeah. I'll go on with my second question. The question is the policy in Montana that a worker must be able to lift 500 pounds of dead weights
50
without
pounds.
Equipment.
50 pounds, not 500.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. 50 pounds. 50 pounds of dead weight without equipment. And there are long-term injuries from that. I have a family member who is suffering from back problems and has worked in heavy construction. And so how do we get that changed?
You need it to change to what, Pat?
To reduce the amount of weight they have to lift or get fired, which is what I understand. If you can't lift that 50 pounds, your employer can just say, well, down the road with you. But the other thing is to provide equipment so that the worker is not lifting that much dead weight.
All right. Pat, thank you. And she's been waiting for a while to get this question out. And I appreciate, Pat, you're circling back on it. Holly, I wonder.
Thank you, Pat.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. So to the first question, I am not elected or appointed. I'm hired by the Montana State Fund Board of Directors. The governor appoints the board. Governor Gianforte has appointed 5 board members and is appointing, recommending 2 more to the Senate shortly. And they hired me through a national competitive search. I understand they had a little bit upwards of 200 candidates. Yes, lifting requirements of jobs and what that can create in terms of an exposure for an injury either once or over time. We call that an occupational disease when over time maybe someone's shoulder or low back is damaged from lifting. And there are many controls to put into place for that hazard, both to reduce the weight or to bring the item to be lifted in the better spot ergonomically, or to require that people use assistance, a partner to lift it, or a lifting device. And those are all things that we can look at when the employer's focusing on their hazards and controls. And I believe that we have Bruce Johnson, our chief strategy officer, on with us this morning and to share a little bit about some successes we've seen employers have when they've put that focus there with their leadership on hazards and controls.
Perfect timing for a break, and then we'll introduce Bruce Johnson here very shortly. Pat, thanks for your call and your questions there. Yeah, we'll talk more about the regulations that go into workplace safety. We'll also talk about something that we have heard a little bit about through Lieutenant Governor Kristen Juris's work on behalf of Governor Greg Gianforte, and that'll be this regulatory sandbox. We'll have a little more as we come on back today with Holly O'Dell and Bruce Johnson on Voices
of Montana continues right after this.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Focus on workplace safety has helped lead to a reduction in workers' compensation insurance funds. And that's one of the things we're talking about here today. What more needs to be done? Where's Montana rank in that? That's part of the discussion now. Holly O'Dell with us, president and CEO of the Montana State Fund. And with this, Holly, good morning. Again, thank you for being here. I'm going to let you introduce our next guest because as Pat, a caller from Helena, just recently had noted about our workplace safety in Montana, improving in some areas, but also the Department of Labor says there's still work to be done. Bruce Johnson, I should say, or Jensen is with us, Chief Strategy Officer, too. And so, Holly, what about Bruce?
Good. Thank you again. Bruce has a perfect background for this, having served in environmental engineering and then leading risk and safety at large employers. And then over on the workers' comp side, the claims side, leading safety groups, and now with a focus on innovation and what's next and how we're going to drive these programs forward in Montana. So, Bruce, we know in Montana we have a rugged culture. We're independent. We like to get her done and like to get back to work. If an employer is going to take this on and they want to make a difference and make sure their people can go home safely at the end of the day, what can they practically be doing, and have you seen it make an important change?
Good morning. Happy Monday, and glad to be on, Tom.
Thank you, Bruce.
So, yes, when we talk about safety, you know, we've been encouraged. The number of injuries per 100 employees has been decreasing dramatically, but there's still 33 injuries a day, workplace injuries a day in Montana. So how do we decrease that? And as Pat called in and mentioned, you know, strains and sprains, lower back injuries from lifting, trips, slips, and falls. These are some of the biggest ways that people get hurt. And there are controls that can work. And that's why we've seen in the 1970s, there were 11 people injured per 100 employees. And now we're down to about 3. And we've seen that because of these improvements in safety. So just basic safety. One of the things we look at is sort of that old yellow car analogy. You know, there's no such thing as a yellow car out there until somebody says, look for yellow cars. And then you start seeing them everywhere. And the same thing happens with hazards at the work site. You know, we kind of step over that cord that was there, or we lift that 50-pound object without thinking about it and create that microfracture in the back. So understanding our hazards and identifying our hazards is the first step. And, you know, a great example of this, we insure about 90% of the ag in Montana. And one of the biggest things we start looking at ag for some of the most significant injuries are ATV rollovers. And when we start looking at ATV rollovers, it's oftentimes a family member of the owner of the farm or agricultural business. And so how can that be prevented? Well, there's training and there's age requirements, there's helmets, there's things like that that can be put on place for controls if we just identify the hazard. And a second example of that is, or a second thing that we can do is really take a deep understanding of why an accident occurred. Our first tendency is to kind of fix blame. Somebody got hurt, who's at fault and why are they at fault? And rather than focusing just on fixing blame, how can we take a look at the root cause and respond to that? An example of a company that I worked with, the number one way that people get hurt in Montana, the largest industry for injuries is actually healthcare, with 2,400 injuries. And so, you know, we were seeing some people hurt, workplace violence. They're being hit. They were in a dementia and they're just living center. And then also with very heavy people lifting. And when they started to do the accident investigation, instead of just sort of blaming the CNA, they found it was in the same room that people were being hurt, and it was the same person. It was just on different shifts, and sometimes it was due to workplace violence where they're hitting them, and sometimes other things. And by just understanding that and developing communication between the room and doing multiple people for lifts and lifting equipment, everything changed. And so accident investigation, understanding the root cause, becomes really important for safety.
And Holly, maybe you could tell us too how important it is. I'm not sure you have a ratio, but the cost of insurance care per workplace accident, is that a figure that we can keep track of? Has any meat to it?
Absolutely. This has a tangible value, both in terms of dollars and cents and the impact to the individuals. So we have two kinds of claims that we have come through. One is when there's only a need for medical care, and the other one is when somebody needs to take time off work to recover. And so the total benefit for those claims where people need to take time off work to recover was $62,000 per claim in 2021. And about 40,000 of that was medical, and about 20,000 of that was the time off work. So these have a real cost for employers, and the things that Bruce is talking about are worthwhile investments for the human side of the equation and for kind of business dollars and cents.
Bruce Jensen, give us a perspective on big claims versus little claims. And I don't mean necessarily in the claim sense, but in the workplace safety sense. Those little things that you're talking about, like the back strains, and we can, you know, the slips and the falls, we can forget about those, but they have a pretty big impact on the bottom line, don't they?
They have a huge impact on the bottom line. And when we look at you know, an injury, two people fall off of a ladder, let's say, One might just get right on up, they're in great shape, and one person then have a life-altering injury. So it's these incidents and taking a look at these and at all of these hazards, ladders, et cetera, trips, slips, and falls. One of the biggest injuries we have in the state is trips, slips, and falls from the same level. And these are some of those most significant injuries in terms of these, as I mentioned, $62,000 per claim kind of injury. So when we look at understanding what's out there, the idea of deeply understanding the hazards and understanding what they how they could impact us really rises to the top.
Talk about setting up a good, strong safety program. Individually, big business, small business, what's that look like?
Yeah, one of the key pieces, I always say the key to a strong safety program is your line supervisor. The line supervisor is the one that's going to make or break a safety program. They're the ones that are going to say, hey, good job today. We were shorthanded. Everybody went really fast with their forklifts and we got things done, thereby rewarding everybody for going too fast with the forklifts. Or they're the ones that are going to say, good job. We know that everybody was shorthanded today, but you still took the time to do the forklift working with it safely. And the line supervisors and that kind of communication and that daily transaction make all of the difference. And so having line supervisors that believe in safety, want their people to go home in the same shape they came that day, makes a huge difference. And so if we were focusing on one place in to improve safety, it would be that line supervisor. For small businesses where they have maybe a family kind of approach, it's that. It's that idea that this is my family, and how would I want my family member to be like when they work here? And it's that safety piece of it. But it's the same fundamental idea of understanding the accidents, deeply investigating them, and really committing to following through on what safety means.
Holly, I wondered if you wanted to follow up there. Or
absolutely. Yeah. What we're looking for is what's next now. So our employers can partner with our safety consultants. We have safety consultants all across the state of Montana. We have hundreds of resources available online. Videos, trainings, we go out in person. You know, we're one of 200 competitive insurance carriers across Montana that all offer workers' comp. We do it a little differently. We are a not-for-profit, and we plow what would be profits back into our services and into dividends. And we have a special, unique model. And we're also Montana-based. So these safety services are going to be far more robust than any other carrier because we are Montana focused, and we invite all policyholders to partner with the resources that we have. We also have resources available all across Montana for folks, whether they're policyholders or not. And what we're looking at now is what's next. So what should we do to continue to drive down rates? How could we evolve safety and return to work efforts and take them to the next level? And what do our employers need next from us to step it up a notch and try new things in Montana and use innovations around safety and return to work? So that's what we are beginning to focus on in the time that Bruce and I have been working together on safety in Montana.
I appreciate that. I'm going to take a break and come on back and talk more about what's next, because there's a question here. There's a one from a text message here at 781-627-5483 regarding common sense by workers going a long way toward reducing injury. That's the gist of the comment. We'll introduce that into the discussion here, talk a little bit more about a regulatory sandbox as well. And up ahead here, more on Voices.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
We're talking workplace safety. We're also talking Montana's workers' compensation insurer, Montana State Fund. They've reduced payments, or I should say rates for policyholders, and they've been doing that consistently. In fact, according to a recent release from them, since 2006, under, 50%, I believe, reduction when you go back to the old rates, lower than they were now than they were even then in 2006. That's a lot of work. And a lot of it has to do with workplace safety. Bruce Jensen is with us, Chief Strategy Officer of the Montana State Fund. And his boss is Holly O'Dell, the new president and CEO of the Montana State Fund. Thank you guys both for being here. Holly, I'll throw it to you, and Bruce, feel free to comment. We're going to have about 5 minutes in this segment. Common sense by workers goes a long way toward reducing injury. That certainly is the case. What's the liability, and how does training workers lower, or how can it lower our compensation rates?
Absolutely. So common sense is something to build on, and it might not be what's common sense for one might not be common sense for another, right? So common sense to climb the ladder and take care, but you're going to see many people fall because maybe the ladder wasn't set up the way it needs to be, or the person wasn't aware of or didn't follow the belt buckle rule. So common sense is a place that we can build on. And as we have new tenure employees and young employees in today's labor market, we need to look especially to what people are coming in with.
Bruce, maybe you want to follow up with, go ahead. Yeah, please.
Well, just because when you look at like almost half of all injuries that occur are employees with 1 year or less experience on the job. And if we assume that somebody just knows what they're doing, for example, we've worked with ladders our whole life, but they don't know how to even set one up correctly. We see many, many accidents take place because of not strong training as they first start out. And so that's one of the things we take a look at, a strong safety program. If you can just keep them safe for the first year, you can reduce your rates by half, or your injury rates. And so common sense is super important. And also then that initial training to make sure that they have that common sense approach to the work that they're doing.
How big, and whoever wants this one, how big a wrench has legalized recreational marijuana brought into the workers' compensation arena, so to speak?
So it's certainly been an interesting one. In some states, for example, workers' compensation is required to pay for marijuana as for medical treatment. And in other states, they're required to not pay for marijuana for medical treatment. So it's certainly one that's a national interest right now, and it's growing in terms of sort of the approaches that people are taking. And, of course, it makes a difference in terms of how we go about doing, say, drug testing or making sure that people who are operating equipment are safely doing it.
Have you seen any trend in workplace safety related to it, Bruce?
We've seen a difficulty with employers, for example, being able to hire people that haven't that are able to pass drug tests, things like that. That's becoming more of a challenge for, say, if you're operating a forklift or heavy equipment, making sure you have somebody that can do that and pass a drug test.
And any comments on that, Holly?
Montana still has a higher drug and alcohol injury rate than other states, and so strong hiring practices and strong training and really oversight is important.
Really have not given you enough time, Bruce, to address what they call this regulatory sandbox. We've talked about it in the past a little bit, but essentially it's kind of a grant or variance or waiver with respect to certain requirements in the insurance code. It's moving along. It's helped in some states. How do you think if that bill progresses, work comp rates will adjust?
Yeah, so what it does is it shifts the regulatory requirements from, say, a rule to the insurance commissioner directly, and allows for an insurer to take and try something innovative at a small scale to see if it would work at a larger scale. So we are highly focused on safety and return to work, for example. It is extremely hard for an employer to bring back people to return to work. So how can we incentivize that? It's hard for them sometimes to set up a safety program with their small business. How can we incentivize that? So we're hoping to use a sandbox to create incentives for employers to bring people back to work more successfully and to have stronger safety programs.
Holly.
So when Sandbox works, we'll have innovative new safety and return to work practices in Montana. We'll pilot them with small groups, and then we'll launch them out to all of our policyholders statewide, and that's going to continue to drive down rates. This is the way to find out what's next for Montana. And policyholders can access all of the resources, trainings, videos, brochures that we have available today on safemt.com. Folks can go out to workingformontana.com to learn more about this legislative concept and other legislation that affects state funds. State fund is strong. We're financially very, very stable. We're in a great place. We've been reducing rates for a long time, and this is time to figure out what's next for Montana to take us into the future with those innovative approaches that can reduce rates even further.
Great summary. Appreciate that. Holly O'Dell, President and CEO of the Montana State Fund. Also, Bruce Jensen, Chief Strategy Officer. Thank you guys for the work. Thank you for the time here today, too.
Appreciate you so much being on.
Yep, it was great. Good information. We'll be back tomorrow. We're talking in this bank run. How significant is it? Stay tuned. Have a good one.